Hello Virgo, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, December the 31st and the whole week ahead. Well, with the moon in Aquarius on New Year's Eve, you'd expect there'd be hijinks, but there's none. In fact, this New Year's Eve, you can take my advice or not, it's entirely up to you. I would sit back and start thinking about a number of things from your health to your work. Make sure that you look after yourself over this New Year period. Don't take any risks and don't do anything I wouldn't do. Here's your Sunday stars. Lovely. I love Mars conjunct Neptune. Because you're a Virgo, it does mean you've got to be realistic and honest with yourself. But there is a lot of love and romantic energy around you, and certainly it's very seductive. But be warned that one warning is don't lead somebody on. Don't make somebody think that you are something to them when you're not, or they mean something to you when they don't. And here's your Monday stars. Honesty in relationship is very important. I know you don't want to hurt anybody, but yesterday's Mars conjunct Neptune, read it, all about it in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's in your seventh house, because it does need a great deal of honesty when it comes to relationships now. It's not helped by the fact that Mercury starts to move backwards too. So perhaps you've got to be cruel to be kind, but maybe today you've just got to be honest with yourself. Here's your Tuesday stars. I love this. Venus, the goddess of love, moves into your house of relationships. This is so gorgeous. It could mean a number of things. If you're already with somebody, it injects fresh love into your relationship. If you've got nobody, then it means you meet somebody. And that's over the next few weeks. Now, the problem is, of course, if you're with somebody, then you meet somebody you like more than the person you're with. And that's what Venus in Pisces and your seventh house means. There's a lot of love around you. And here's your Wednesday stars. Your ruling planet Mercury is about to move backwards in Sagittarius. This can cause problems unless you've got everything to order. Paperwork, documents, signatures, all kinds of things that need to be looked at properly. Contracts that need a solicitor or a lawyer to look at. Don't take any chances whatsoever with anything to do with your home, where you're living, property, real estate, or something connected to your past. And here's your Thursday stars. Because the moon is going to square both the sun and Pluto, you need to be very aware that some people are playing games, psychological games, call it what you like. And it could be for all manner of reasons. It could be somebody who you are living with. It could be a family member. It could be people who are friends or those at work. But you know what? Today it's all about one-upmanship. Don't fall into their grubby little games and tricks. And here's your Friday stars. Now, the more the day goes on, the better things will become. What's the most important thing now? Well, it's a pretty sexy day and a lot of passion around. It's also a very good day to look into things of intimacy and privacy. So there's private paperwork to be done, if you've correspondence to sort out, especially if it involves money, joint mortgages, joint bank accounts, joint this or that, where money is concerned, then get it sorted.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.